Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here, and you're about to listen to our Thursday night live show from the Ontario Improv with Brendan and Rachel. This podcast is going to be audio only. It turns out they did not have the video capabilities at the Ontario Improv. So hope you enjoy the audio show. I think you will. We'll be back live on Sunday night at 9:15 p.m. Eastern after Sunday night's Big Brother on robhasawebsite.com. Before we get to the show with Brendan and Rachel, I want to thank our sponsors for this live edition of Rob Has a Podcast, and those are our friends over at DraftKings.com. Now, the football season is only less than a week away, and DraftKings is just getting started because your piece of $5 million during kickoff week is coming at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. You've already been scouting players and doing research for your season-long team, or if you're like me, you are just obsessing over the players you've already drafted and wondering if you made the right decisions. You could use that knowledge to win instant cash the first week of the season at DraftKings.com. Last year, somebody turned $11 into $4,000 in one weekend. Another player won $1 million in one day just playing fantasy football, because fantasy football is exciting, but it's way more exciting at DraftKings.com, where you could win huge cash starting the first week of the season. And if you want to get your hands on some of this apple pie, then don't miss out on the week one excitement. Reserve your spot now. Bounce over to DraftKings.com, enter the promo code ROB, and you'll get free entry into the week one $5 million kickoff bash at DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter Rob for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Yeah! Coming to you live from the Improv.
Coming to you live from the Ontario Improv. It's Rob Has a Podcast.
Woo!
And now, here's the guy who's going to start growing out a sympathy beard, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ontario Improv. Yes, let everybody who's listening to this at home know you're here. Yes.
Hey, hey.
We are back live with...
Can I have that bell
no,
really quick?
No, you cannot.
It's okay.
Keep the bell.
No. Seriously,
no.
I got a lot of email about this. Yes.
That's a bummer.
Brendan and Rachel are here with us at the Ontario Improv.
Woo! Hashtag Brentel.
We have a great group with us tonight.
Yes.
Obviously, can you hear them out there?
Yes. Woo! Give it up, Ontario!
Thank you guys so much for coming out to be with us here live. We just finished watching the episode.
OMG! It was amazing. This was one of my favorite episodes in a long time.
Oh my God, really?
Yes. What do you guys think?
It was one of my worst episodes because Donnie left.
No, that's true. Okay. But there was, like, emotion in this episode. And we met Tim, Christine's husband.
Yeah, so we had a lot to talk about here tonight. Donnie is gone. HOH competition is ongoing.
Yes.
We don't know yet at this hour who the new HOH is. We have a lot of visits from the family. And we have all the stuff with Team America. And why couldn't Team America save Donnie? Derek said he wanted to save Donnie.
Lies.
And Frankie said he wanted to save Donnie.
Can we just stop calling it Team America? Can we call it Team Derek?
Yes.
Team Aderica?
Team Aderica, yes.
Team Aderica. So we've got a lot to talk about. So I guess let's pick it up there and let's start to talk about everything that's going on with Team America, because I feel like there's been a little bit of a shift in the show, because I feel like starting with last night, they started to change how they're editing Frankie. And I feel like that for the most part, Frankie was edited in a positive light this summer. But I feel like starting with last night's episode, we're starting to see a negative edit of Frankie. Are you guys seeing this as well?
I'm a Frankie fan personally, because I feel like he actually does play the game. But I feel like we've seen, ever since he announced who his sister was, him very into himself, which is something that I'm not into. I don't like that. Like, Frankie's doing a great job. He was winning competitions. He was, you know, a fan of the game. So I don't understand why he feels that he needs to talk about how famous he is all the time.
Now, last night on the episode, there was that shot of him where Frankie was putting on makeup and talking when he wasn't, when it looked like he wasn't ready. Can you guys speak to that at all? Like, if Frankie is putting on makeup in the diary room, I guess he's assuming that he's not being filmed when he's in there, right?
I mean, I think whenever you go in the diary room, you always know you're on camera. You're on camera 24/7 in the Big Brother house, so you
some people are more performers in the DR. Let's be real.
That's
right?
True.
I mean, he wasn't even looking at the camera. So is that a little out of bounds to use that sort of footage where he's like, "We're not keeping Donnie," and he clearly wasn't ready to be talking. So are they throwing him under the bus a little bit,
Rob? I don't know if you watched Big Brother 13, but I was bawling, crying in the diary room, begging them not to show the footage.
But are they, does Frankie think they're, he's saying something off the record?
Well, I think
no, you know you're always being filmed.
You get the double talk players, right? Shelly did it our season 13. That's why she got a lot of hate when she came out, is because they weren't showing, they were editing, right? So you didn't see everything that she's saying. So when she's in the diary room saying something that looks contrary to what we believe or we think, then it looks like you're lying. I think Frankie is going in there and he's putting on a show. He's telling us that he loves Donnie, wants to keep Donnie. Donnie's the greatest guy ever, but sorry, I got to vote him out because everybody's forcing me to, right? I mean, he's lying in the DR.
But they're both lying. Frankie and Derek are both lying because they're both like, Donnie, I wish we could have saved you. I wish we could have done something. But, you know, Derek is always like, oh, yeah, my hands are tied. I wish I could do something, but I can't do it. I mean, is it that they're both choosing to lie to the audience? And does production call you out on that? Like, does somebody say, like, Derek, look, we know you could have saved Donnie. Stop telling us this story that you could have saved Donnie.
Yeah, I mean, in the end of the day, you can, the DR, the show can only show us what they have recorded in the DR. So if they're not saying in the DR, there's no way we can see it. You see what I'm saying? So they're not giving the DR the truth, right?
Yeah,
they're going in there, they're putting on a show. Frankie's performing like he does 24/7.
But what I'm just interested to know is if I'm a Big Brother contestant and I say, you know what, I'm going to completely tell the 100% lie in the diary room, will somebody say, look, that's not, come
no,
on.
No, because they're not going to like influence the game.
Yeah,
so
they'll try to like clarify. They'll say, well, I thought you were ... when you said something, something. Is it changed? And then of course, Frankie, that's where Frankie says, oh, no, that's not what I meant. I was just saying it because that's what Derek wanted to hear. I really love Donnie. Or something like that. So
I think the thing is, when you're in the Big Brother house, you're constantly thinking about separate scenarios. If I take Donnie, is this going to affect my game this way? If I take Nicole, is this going to affect my game this way? So you never know like what you're going to actually do until people in your alliance all decide together. So I think maybe in these situations they're kind of saying, you know, I want to keep Donnie, but I can't because if I keep him, he's going to come after me, which I don't know why Frankie or Derek would think Donnie was going after them, because he would clearly go after like Cody and Caleb first.
Yeah, it didn't make a lot of sense to for me. But why
none of them are making any sense this season? The Derek.
Well, that's fair. No, but for Derek, why would he rather have Nicole in the house than Donnie?
Because in his mind, he thinks it's easier to beat Nicole in a competition, especially a physical competition, than Donnie. And there's a possibility he thinks he can control Nicole versus he knows he can't control Donnie.
But doesn't Nicole have more allies in the house? They talked about tonight how she was integrating.
Is Victoria
everybody
an ally?
Well, no. But Christine is.
Right?
No. Victoria made an alliance with the medical technician that came in the house.
She did.
I didn't even catch that.
I saw her. She was whispering when she was on the floor.
Yeah.
But I think, too, like, you know, Christine's not really an ally either, because Christine already turned on Nicole and she'll do it again. Christine will do whatever Cody tells her.
Rachel, do you have a sense of how close it came to flipping today?
I'm going to think it didn't come that close to flipping because I'm a live feeder. Who out in here is a live feeder? Yeah, say a lot of people. So what do you guys think? I don't think it was ever flipping.
No.
Never flipping. I think they thought about it and they discussed it, but there's There was no flip to be had this week.
Yeah. It really, I was following it on Twitter a lot last night. People are like, oh, they're going to flip it. They're going to flip it. And it's really, what does Derek want to do is the question that we need to ask.
Exactly.
Now, you brought this up earlier when we were talking to people in between the commercials of the show. Is Derek a great player, or is everybody just not that great of a player?
Everybody is really bad this season. It's unfortunate. It's like nobody's really playing their own game, and nobody wants to go against what the majority of the house says. They're all kind of sheep. They're all following whatever everyone says, and Derek is the leader of these little sheep. So nobody wants to go against him. Even the Nicoles and the Donnies, neither one of them want to stick together. And we saw that in the veto this week, right? Like, okay, first of all, I have to make a statement because I have played that veto twice.
Which one? The counting veto.
The counting veto. And you know, everyone that has ever watched Big Brother knows if someone has 2 points, there's no reason to not go against them. Because even if you get out, they're still going to win no matter what. So the best thing to do is go against them.
Yeah, we love Donnie, but yeah. Donnie really did not play this week like his hair was on fire or anything like that. He really is like I'm just going to lay back and see what happens. I'm going to, Cody may have 2 access passes, but I'm going to fold.
Right, I mean, and that's like, I don't understand their thinking when they were playing this veto because neither one of them played like they needed it.
Yeah, I don't really understand what was going on. Brendan, do you have any sense of what they were thinking?
I mean, honestly, I really don't think they were. I told Rachel this. If you look in the history of that game when people play the fold'em, notoriously, very rarely do people ever stay on the very first hand. Everybody's scared. So when you look around, most people don't. So it's either 1 or 2 people. So if it's solo person, they usually win. Yeah, I don't think that Donnie was really into it. I don't think he was realizing that not winning this POV might send him home. I think he still thought he had a pretty solid chance.
Do you feel like Donnie fought hard to stay in the house this week, or did people
were people thinking,
well, maybe Donnie is better without him
actually
campaigning?
In Donnie's mind, Donnie tried really hard to stay in the house this week. I don't think Donnie is that confrontational guy that's going to like talk about people that bad behind their back. And we see that over and over again with Donnie. And that's why we love him, right? Like, we love Donnie. And so I think that he, in his brain, thought he was doing everything he could to stay in the house this week. Well, but what he really needed to do was say, this is what's going to happen. Lay it out. And start calling people out, but Donnie's not really a caller-outer.
Well, yeah, that's not Donnie.
And a lot of times, I think people, you know, having been in the house this long, sometimes people just start getting tired of being in that house, and sometimes starts getting, and it also could be a case of that, where Donnie's almost ready to go. Like, he wants, you want to stay and you want to fight, and as soon as you walk out that door, you realize how badly you want to be back inside. But up to that point, a lot of times you start feeling like you want to go home. You
know? Donnie really seemed to be over it tonight. He was really like, you know, Julie Chen was like, Donnie, why didn't you stay up at night? Why didn't you talk to these people? He's like, Julie, I don't have anything in common with these people.
You love your Donnie impression.
Well, it's fun to talk like Donnie. But I felt like,
Available for parties, everybody.
Yeah.
No, but
bar mitzvahs.
But Donnie, I did feel like, really was starting to get a little bit into the martyrdom this week. Like, when he was talking about with Frankie, he's like, well, I guess Frankie is just always going to be up here, and he's never been on a Donnie Thompson level over here. And you felt very bad for him, but you know, he was just like, oh, these people, they're all here, and I'm just here. And you know,
well, Donnie can't relate to them, and I think he's had a whole season. They've been in there for 76 days, which in the real world, people, is literally like 10 years. I have to say, like, you are in there forever in the Big Brother house, 24/7. So in Donnie's mind, he hasn't really built a relationship with anyone, and all his friends have been voted off. Every time he makes a friend, they get voted off. Like him and Pal, she was gone, you know? Him and everyone he's made a friend with keeps getting voted out. So he can't really build a relationship with these people.
Well, at this point, Donnie's just throwing Hail Marys,
yeah,
right?
And he was friends with all the people that really stunk at Big Brother.
Yes.
Like, he wasn't friends with anybody in the house that was good at Big Brother.
No.
Not that there's that many. But for Donnie now, let's just eulogize Donnie. Okay, he's out of the game now. Donnie Thompson, Big Brother All-Star?
Yes, Big Brother All-Star.
Yes, Big Brother All-Star. Yeah. We love him. We want to see him just because we want to hear him talk again and have his cute little phrases and his witty jokes.
Who are the All-Stars from the season? Okay, we got Donnie. Zach?
Yes. Yeah, Zach for sure. Zach and Donnie, I think.
Anybody else? Derek?
Well, but if he wins, do we want to see him play again? No, I don't think so because he's not going to be this epic, crazy, strategic winner, right?
Yeah, I think that Derek is an amazing player, but I don't think he's great TV. I'm sorry. I know you guys are the big Derek fans, but I think it hasn't been a fun game to
watch. Well, that's what I think it is. It's entertainment versus gameplay, right?
Right.
But so now maybe you put Derek in a house with, like, the best of the best, and it's a fair fight. Maybe that is interesting.
But then is Derek going to be able to hold his own? Because let me tell you, if he was in the house with me, this would not be going down.
Whoa, is that a threat? Is that a challenge?
That is a threat, sir. Yeah.
Here she goes again.
You're calling him out. Calling him out. Let's talk about Nicole and her coming back into the house this week. Now, Brendan, I know you were somebody who left the Big Brother house and then came back into the game.
I don't recall that.
Yes, that happened. That happened. Have you been impressed with what Nicole has done this week?
No, I really haven't. I think Nicole just kind of... See, that's the problem. Is there's some situations where you go out of the game and you come back in and you're almost in the exact same situation as when you left. And Nicole kind of did that, but she didn't make an effort to really dig herself out of that hole. So she should have been wheeling and dealing like the moment she walked back in that house, especially with Christine, who maybe could have had a chance.
But what does she have to offer?
I mean,
she has her own alliance. She has to offer a vote. She has to offer competitions. She can say to anyone in that house, like, look, guys, there is this male-dominant alliance. Yeah. Christine, like, open your eyes, sister. Come to reality and be in an alliance with me. Donnie, let's form this alliance. Yes, we're both on the block.
Those are the obvious people. I'm talking about splitting up these guys.
Because
obviously, you go in. Yes, these guys are not blind. They're only two or three people away from having to turn on each other. And like somebody already said in the episode, the people that usually strike first are the ones that usually come out on top. So that's really easy to sell.
Like right now, there are seven people in the house, and are six of them in the alliance? I mean, how
yes. That,
are we still counting Victoria?
Yeah, have we ever... now,
I think
you
we should
guys,
do a survey.
You guys played in your first season... You guys played in your first season with the Brigade, and the Brigade took it down to the end, and they had Brittany, with them. But I feel like in some ways it was similar because.
And how does Christine not watch that episode and realize that she is Brittany?
That's what we keep saying all the time. She's totally getting Brittany.
Yeah, for a Big Brother super fan, she doesn't really seem to recall a season that happened only a couple of years ago.
No, and I think Christine needs to open her eyes. Hopefully seeing her husband and having him say that will open her eyes a little bit.
All right, let's talk about Christine and Tim. How many people felt bad for Christine's husband tonight?
Yes. Everyone.
Yes. How many ladies out there are saying, well, maybe I'm going to steal Christine's husband away?
But you have to admit, them as a couple are cute.
It sounds like.
No, but them as a couple are really cute. They knew each other when they were 12. And that little love story broke my heart. I was so mad at her after that. It made me even more mad at her.
All right, tell me the truth, Rachel. As a woman, does Christine think that she has a shot with Cody maybe after this?
There's no way. I don't even think that she's thinking that. I think she's just blinded by his abs. Like, really. I think Cody, like, flirts with her. He gives her attention. He's attractive. And she's like, oh my God, this guy is cute and he's giving me attention. That's all it is to her.
Okay. You've already said he's attractive like three times. We got it.
Not more attractive than my husband.
So, all right. So, Brendan, what is Cody's deal? Why does he always have to be flirting with somebody?
That's his MO. I feel like we touched this a little bit the very first time we had our podcast.
Like,
I really think that a lot of these guys come in there. And again, they're like big fish in their small ponds at home. You know, they're attractive guys. They're used to getting all the girls in their local little regions. They come on the show where there's, you know, people that are just as attractive as them. And all of a sudden, they're not the focal point of all the attention. So it drives them a little crazy. So his way is to subtly move in with all the girls and get in and feel like, oh, yeah, I got, you know, I have the girls. So
but he flirts with the boys, too.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a very flirty house.
Yeah.
I mean, who hasn't made out with Frankie in that house at this point?
Whoa. So the whole thing with Tim, when they brought him...
Let's go back to that. Okay, the house flip. I love that Broadway show that Frankie put on. I did love it. It was very entertaining. But I have to say, I think that we could do a better impressions of the house guests. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
But no, you can't cheat and do Donnie.
Okay, so are you saying you want to do impressions of the house guests?
Oh, here we go.
You have to.
I'm doing all of them, or are you guys going to do impressions of the house guests?
We'll all do them.
Hold on.
Anyone in the audience want to volunteer to do one? Yeah, come on stage. Come here, sir.
Okay. All right.
Can we name anyone? Who do we want to see him do? All right, you have to do Donnie.
I'm sorry. All right, hold on. What's your name?
Hold on.
Who are you? Talking to the microphone. Because people are listening to this on audio. They can't see you.
All right. Hi. My name is... Hi. Season 13. Awesome. Anyways, focus. All right.
Okay.
All right. Woo! My name is Morgan Gavin.
Okay.
30, Hesperia. All right.
All right, and you're going to do an impression of a Big Brother 16 house guest.
Yep.
All right.
You want me to do Donnie, right?
Donnie.
Okay, can you do Donnie?
Can you give me a sampling again? Sorry.
I'm very excited to be on The Bold and the Beautiful later this. I'm not as big of a star as Frankie, but...
Okay.
All right, let's see if I can nail this.
All right, and... It's a short show.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Well, I mowed the lawn over there, but I missed a spot over there. There's a dandelion. I'm going to stomp that sucker down, and then I'm going to go to bed before 8, because I got practice for tomorrow's competition in my head.
Yeah!
There you go.
Let's give it up.
Thank you. That was good, right?
That was awesome. Thank you, sir.
All right.
I think that deserves an autographed fan book.
Yes, or at least some apple pie.
Yes.
Yes.
Give him an autographed fan book.
Okay. All right, well, since you brought up the show, let's go back to Julie's giving everybody... you've won something from the...
Autographed fan book from Reality Rally.
Yes. Woo! From the Reality Rally. By the way, Jillian Larson is here, organizer of the Reality Woo! Rally. So she's got some
April
news.
11th and 12th.
10th
and 11th. 10th and 11th, sorry.
2015. All right, so they had the thing of they made up their own Team America challenge, and Donnie's like,
well, maybe we could save Donnie.
And they're like, no, yes! They don't want that.
Stupid.
That's so stupid. They would hate that. Let's make a play. Okay, so, we have to make a play. All right, nobody wants the play. And so they make the play, and it had some funny
it
moments.
It was fun.
But it was insulting that Frankie's like, that's not what they want.
Yeah, Frankie knows all.
So, all right, so they did this. And so I really liked how they did this tonight, where they're like, okay, your Team America task is Julie's going to ask you about what food do you want? Say apple pie, and Julie Chen will say yes or no. And they're like, okay. And Frankie's like, we got this. And so Julie said, okay, Frankie, if you had to be a have-not this week, what would you want? And Brendan, what did he say? Because you were rolling your eyes during this.
Frankie spent like 20 minutes getting the apple pie. Well, when I was 7, I used to like corn on the cob. But then for dessert, when I was my mom and then my grandma. And did I tell you I'm an Ariana Grande brother? Well, just say apple pie. Just say it.
Yes. And so she finally got the apple pie, and she said, what did you say? It was an overwhelming no.
That was amazing.
But what do you think is going through Frankie's head right now?
He is mad because he thinks it was a yes.
Yeah. Well,
oh, no, it was just a little piece of him just snapped in half.
And the other house guests had to have been thinking the whole time, like, what is he talking about? Like, do you think anyone in the house picked up on that?
Yeah, because Frankie overdoing something was a little unusual.
So, You know, but he said to people in the house, like, don't worry, you know, my sister will, her, the votes will come through. But I looked at Ariana Grande's Twitter today, which I don't ever do other times. I did look at her, like, I think Frankie Grande thinks that Ariana Grande is sitting there tweeting about Big Brother 24/7, like some of these people that are talking about the live feeds. She has not tweeted about Big Brother in like a week and a half.
Yeah, she's like, hey, did you see my VMA trophy?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so.
That, see me at the VMAs?
Yeah, she
Oh, yeah,
is,
by the way, Frankie's doing good.
Yeah. And Ariana Grande, who was on the show tonight, says she's watching the live feeds every night. So Frankie's not the only liar in the family. Well, when do you think is the last time Ariana Grande was watching the Big Brother live feeds?
You heard that joke live at the Improv.
I do think that she watches it every night, though. I really do. If you're your family member, when my sister was in the house, I would click on that sucker like more than I would brush my teeth, more than I would do anything. It was ridiculous.
Just fuels your rage.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So she left the VMAs early the other night, like, oh, you know, my brother's, he's putting on a play in the Big Brother house. Let me go check that out.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Well,
vote yes.
Not that extreme, but she, I mean, you can check it on your phone now. Why wouldn't she be checking up on him, you know?
I don't know. Yeah. I think that some days
Survey
she probably
says
is too busy.
No.
She probably gets too busy. But, you know, we were watching when they showed the family visits tonight, which they've never, that is abnormal for them to just show something, especially at this point in the game. I feel like Big Brother 14, they did around 14, Final Five or something like that. But there's eight people in the house. And I'm like, why are they doing this? But then we saw the mega pop star, Ariana Grande. And then obviously that's why they did that. Once they could get the video of her, am I being too cynical? Is that the only reason why did that?
That's why I said Rachel. I was like, why did they get freebies?
Well, I don't know. I disagree. I think they did it because they need to fill up a package, to be honest. I think that they want to show the family package, and there's not much going on in the house except some play that Frankie put on and Victoria almost dying, because that happens every day.
It was probably like 50% Ariana Grande, 50% Christine's husband.
That's the truth.
Can we go back to... Tim, I keep wanting to call him Tim Stinks because that's what his Twitter. That's what his Twitter name is.
Come on, Rob. He's had enough.
That's his name on Twitter. So should they have sent Big Jeff to go and talk to Tim?
As long as we got to see Jeff put in earplugs.
Yeah.
But what would Jeff talk about?
He'd say, "All right, Tim. So we've seen you, your girl in the house with this Cody guy. So what's going on there? What's going on, Tim?" No,
I love Christine. Well, but we're together.
He keeps saying to Christine, like in his HOH letter, and he said it in his message to her in the house. He keeps saying, "Okay, don't forget about me." And I think that's his code to say, yeah. "I think you don't."
To back off, sister.
Yeah,
that's his code.
Yeah. What did you think about what he's going to do to Cody? He wants to
hug
Cody and see how she likes it.
I love that he wants to rub his hands in Cody's hair and see what the fuss is all about. That was one of my favorite lines ever. Yeah. Ever. It was amazing. But I really don't think... I think he's going to give Cody like a really tight hug and not let go. And I think he's going to be like, you know, the hard pat on the back. Not the light pat. Like, hey, what's up? The hard pat. Like, don't mess with me, bro. You know what I'm saying? So you know that pat. You guys know that pat, right? Has nobody ever gotten a hug where it's the hard pat on the back?
So you think
it's like, I want to kill you, but it's really just going to hug you.
So Tim is going
to
try to intimidate Cody?
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm having a feeling that's not happening.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I feel like Tim's probably going to be writing a very strongly worded letter.
Yes, writing a parody song about Cody. Yeah. Leave my Christine alone.
Hopefully, there's lots of words that rhyme with Cody.
All right, so let's talk about potentially how this could unfold this upcoming week. We won't get into talking about the new HOH, but who do you think is the most in danger?
The most in danger for next week is definitely Nicole. I mean, clearly, you know, whoever wins this HOH, unless Nicole wins it, or maybe Valerie, if she somehow pulls that off, like, if her wisdom teeth don't come out, then she's totally going to be the target for the week.
I think the most interesting thing that could happen, barring Nicole winning the HOH, if Nicole was to win the veto also, I think this would be a very interesting week potentially, because that if you take Nicole, who's the easy person to get rid of, out of the equation, you have these six people that nobody's going to want to go up on the block. We saw what happened with the Skittles a couple of weeks ago, where, you know,
Skittlegate?
And thank God Nicole came back into the house, that they didn't have to go to Reese's Pieces or
Twizzlers.
Or spin the bottle, or however else they'd have to.
That would be interesting.
That's what Frankie plays.
Yes. Or whatever else they'd have to decide the nomination. So thank God for that. But, you know, even if, you know, besides Nicole, how are they going to decide somebody?
Well, they have their totem pole, Christine.
That's a Freudian slip.
You guys get that as a joke, yeah. Christine is at the bottom of their totem pole. So she's clearly, I think we'll see if Nicole wins a veto. And, you know, who's going to go up next to Nicole? They're most likely going to put Christine next to Nicole.
So you think that this could potentially be a week where Christine realizes that she is at the bottom?
I think absolutely, because I don't think that, even though Cody and Derek are talking about wanting to go after Caleb and Frankie and split them up, I don't think that either one of them would actually go after them.
Wait, so how many people are left in the house now? How many?
Seven.
We have seven, so there's three taken out of the equation. So you have four people that are voting.
Right.
So it's getting down to the point where, I mean, who's not on the block is going to make a huge difference too. And if anybody wants to pull somebody, because more than likely one of the girls is going to go. So whoever is the first one to pull them to their side might have the best shot.
Well, they're not going after Victoria.
Like, nobody cares about her.
No.
Is Victoria... So
Victoria is final two.
Victoria is final two. What do we think?
We know it.
She's going to win $50,000 for being cast on the show.
What did they see in Victoria that she got on the show? We know Robin is amazing at her job.
But we also, both of us interviewed them preseason, and Victoria was so different preseason going into the house than she's been playing the game. Like, preseason, she's like, I'm a princess, and I'm going to win competitions, and I'm awesome, and everyone's going to love me. And all she did was talk about herself. And I was like, oh, everyone's going to hate her. This is great. Like, she's going to be amazing television.
I thought she was first out.
Yeah, I thought, no,
and
I
Derek,
didn't think
I thought
first
out.
I thought Zach was first out because Zach was like, you know,
making fun
con
of you?
Man or something. Yes, he did make fun of me.
Let's talk about that actual HOH challenge. Now, have you guys both competed in that one?
I haven't, no, Rachel.
I did, and it's really hard. It took me 3 hours. Me, Jeff, and Portia were neck and neck, and it took us literally 3 hours to do, but it's really, really physically demanding because you're literally running back and forth. So I'm betting a guy this week wins the HOH challenge because there's no way that, well, Victoria, I don't even count her for competitions. But, I mean, I don't even think Christine or Nicole could pull it out because it's a really physically hard, like, Brennan would be amazing at it. But it's really, really a hard competition.
Okay, let's take some questions here from you guys in the audience. We got some great questions, and also if you want to give a few more, Jess, you still got some cards over there. All right, so we'll take some questions from you guys. Here's a question that I know is one of Rachel's favorites from Demori. Wants to know, why do girl alliances never work, Rachel?
Ugh, that is a good question, Demori. I think this season girl alliances didn't work because there were no strong females in the house and all the females were counting on the men. They just clung to the men the entire season. It was ridiculous. I don't know if the girls walked in and were blinded by, you know, these good-looking guys or what, but for some reason, the girls just forgot that they were powerful women when they walked in the house. And I want to see some powerful women go in that house, kick butt, take down the boys' alliances. What do we think, people? Don't we want to see that? Thank you. Even the boys want to see it.
I mean, are you always going to get like one or two girls that just don't like other girls, though?
Well, I don't think that's true because this is the thing. You do always have girls that are like catty and some girls don't like other girls. But I think that there's always a way to warm up to people. And if girls are like, let's just do this, then I think that we can do it. We're females, and I am all about girl power.
Well, see, I don't know. We talked about the guy thing where we said some of these guys come in, and they're really attractive from their small towns, wherever they come from. So maybe the same thing can be said with the girls. Now, is that different with the girls than it is with the guys? Because maybe the girls don't get over it.
That's the problem, these girls want the attention. And I think that we see that with, like, a girl, like, unfortunately, like Christine, where she talks bad about the cute girls that are cuter than her and they got the attention. Whereas the guys, even though they're competing because they're all good looking, they just don't care. You boys, you're like, yeah, bro, let's go, you know, drink a beer.
Wingmen.
Hang out.
Yeah, you need bros.
Yeah, bros. Go. Girls need girls.
Yeah, but it doesn't work out that way. I don't know.
It could.
This is a good question. This is from an anonymous person here tonight. Has anyone tried to stay in the house by threatening to poison the jury against the house guests if evicted?
Absolutely.
Would that have been a good strategy for Donnie?
Yeah, I mean, Portia half pulled that on me when she was like, if you don't take me to the final two, I will tell everyone in the jury to not vote for you. And I was like, girl, calm down.
You're going to the final two. Don't worry about it.
But I think that if Donnie would have done it, well, it's not Donnie's MO anyway.
Yeah, it's not Donnie's character.
Yeah, it's not his character. But even if he would have done that, I don't think that the people in the house would have cared because they're very narcissistic.
I mean, there's a lot of things I think that you think might have some impact, and overall they really don't.
Yeah.
Like Christine's flirting with Cody is a perfect example. I think Cody has no problem getting rid of Christine, and she's been flirting with this whole time, thinking in her head that she's developing some sort of special bond with him.
But it was a good move for Cody to take Nicole and Donnie to that Scorpion premiere because that might have earned him some jury points.
Okay.
If he were to ever make it to final two.
Yeah, Rachel and I were talking beforehand. I actually think right now I have a hard time. I really do think that Cody is playing almost the perfect floater game.
If Cody was in the final two with Derek, does Cody have a chance?
I don't think Cody has a chance against Derek, but if Cody's in the final two with
anyone else
in the house, he has a good chance.
Especially out of hatred for those people.
What about Cody versus Beast Mode Cowboy?
Cody would probably win. Because you have to look at, you know, Frankie's obsessed with Cody. Christine's obsessed with Cody. Nicole likes Cody now because he took her to Scorpion. Donnie likes Cody because he took him to Scorpion.
Is Scorpion that good?
I mean, it must be, right?
Is it that
good? It's based on actual facts that may have actually happened.
Yeah.
Catherine McPhee is
nice. Listen, when you were stuck in the Big Brother house and you are a have-not, anything is that good. The Teletubbies are that good.
Let's not go crazy now.
Is that why they show these things to people in the Big Brother house? So that they're so like entertainment starved that they get like a really good review? Whereas if you showed Scorpion to a regular person, they'd be like,
well, I mean, you don't think about it, but these shows are kind of a time where it can draw a divide between people. Because if you select the wrong two people to take with you, then everybody gets mad at you.
That is true. And then everyone's like, I thought we were best friends. Why didn't you take me to Scorpion? And then they get pissed. Like Christine, she was probably a little hurt that Cody didn't take her.
Well, I mean, it's a really big deal because you're like, all right, we'll see you guys later. We'll be up there and no one else can get in.
All right, here's a question from Bill and Yanni who wants to know, like Nicole, Rachel had the whole house pretty much against her but was able to turn it around both socially and with comps to win the game. What advice would she give Nicole?
Thank you. Yay. I would give Nicole the advice to just keep competing. Like, if she has to pull a Janelle and win every veto until the end of the summer, she's going to have to do it. And that's what I had to do, too. And you have to actually have some people in your alliance, and I learned that in season 13. You have to have people on your side, even if they weren't in your alliance. Portia and I had to work together in the end, so I think Nicole needs to pull someone to work together with.
She has to wheel and deal with the guys.
Yeah.
If she doesn't wheel and deal with the guys, she's going to be gone. Because having an alliance with Christine is like having an alliance with Victoria.
Yeah, that's true.
Could she go the opposite direction? Could she throw Nicole or throw Christine under the bus?
I don't think that's going to work with this house. It would, if she would have done that earlier, it might have worked. But at the point the game is right now, if she throws Christine under the bus, then the boys are going to just turn on her.
Okay. Here's another anonymous question. Do you think this season could end like the most recent season of Survivor and have Cody pulling a Woo and choosing Derek for the final two for loyalty and not taking a sure win with Victoria? So here's the scenario. Final three is Cody, Derek, and Victoria. Cody wins the final immunity and takes Derek with him to the finals and loses to Derek.
Yeah, I bet that would happen.
Look,
for sure.
Derek is a cop. He knows what to do. You got to get a guy like that. You tell him that you take him to the final two. He's going to stay loyal to you. He won't stab you in the back. That's good.
Exactly, but I don't think Derek would take Cody to the final two.
Real quick, not to get too far into Survivor, your amazing race buddies, the Twinnies,
are going to be on
the new season.
Exciting.
Are you guys rooting for the Twinnies?
Of course,
Survivor?
We're rooting for the Twinnies. We always root for them. We love them. They're really good entertainment, and I cannot wait to watch them survive on an island. They could barely survive on the race.
Whoa. Now, after Hayden Moss, after the Twinnies, now, is the door open for a Brenchel Survivor Blood versus Water?
Yes, right? Let's start hashtagging that. At Survivor Tweet and at Jeff Probst. Some Brenchel and Survivor.
We're tweeting after the Twinnies?
No, we're tweeting at Jeff Probst and at Survivor Tweet.
Oh, at Survivor Tweet. At least it's Survivor Twinnies. I said,
oh, no.
Why do they care? All right. Let's see. Somebody wants to know, why do they all vote together? This isn't a team game. It's boring when they do that. That's more of a statement.
That is a statement for the century. This whole summer they've been voting together. It drives us nuts. I don't know. I think it's that whole alliance, the half a house alliance. And this season nobody wants to go against the half a house alliance. So they keep getting voted out.
Yeah, a lot of times in the beginning it's really easy to vote with the house because you don't want to be that odd person out. Because in the beginning, especially, it's really easy for anybody. They want any reason to put you up and get you out the door. So in the beginning, it's easily understood when you vote with the house, but not like when it keeps going all the way down the line.
I mean, has there ever been? I mean, I guess the Brigade, but at least you guys made it interesting. Otherwise, that would, like, without you guys, Big Brother 12 would have been this season.
Yeah.
Because at least there was something to sort of like rally the house around. I guess Zach was probably like the mini version of that. At least that he was had some drama in the house. But other than that, it's just been a straight shot of these guys from
everybody's been helping their little group get people out, and then like, oh wait, I'm going next.
Yeah, and they accept it. They're just like, oh, it's okay. We'll still be friends, guys. I'm like, guys, you will not be friends. You're giving them $500,000.
How much of this should we lay at the feet of Battle of the Block? How much did Battle of the Block help these guys?
I think that if they would have had stronger girls this season, that the Battle of the Block would have been a totally different twist. And I think that the reason Battle of the Block turned out the way it did was because the females this season did not want to stick together. And because you had that big, strong male alliance and they were running the whole house. So they just let them do it. But I think the twist could have been so different if it would have been different cast.
What do you think, Brendan?
I don't know. It's hard because the Battle of the Block, I think, really did affect the game so much.
I think it did too.
It's really hard because even when you stop and think, you're like, well, some of the people that got out were kind of like you could potentially see as being floaters, but then some people that got out were the most entertaining people too. So I think that Battle of the Block just puts way too many people up for nomination.
But it also gives people two chances to win.
Well, also,
to stay in the house.
Does anybody not know this? Like, where are the keys? How come they're not pulling the keys now?
Yeah, we've missed that, right?
Yeah.
Hashtag bring back the keys. Bring back Donnie.
Bring
back,
Zach.
Bring
back the circle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, here's a question for Brendan. This is from Carrie.
All right.
Yes.
Carrie.
Carrie says, do you think that Caleb, a.k.a. Beast Mode Cowboy, is a good player, or is he a Neanderthal?
Oh, good one.
Carrie, thank you for, writing that correctly. And Rob, for pronouncing it correctly.
Yes.
It's still up for debate, apparently. But, no, you know what? I have to hand it to Caleb. At first, I was definitely not on the Caleb boat. I was defending him in the beginning because, you know, he was getting a lot of hate before he even went in the house. I didn't think that was fair. Once he got in the house, we started seeing him just want to compete. So I was rooting for him. And then we saw the crazy Amber obsession, at which point you started like, yeah, okay, you need to back off. But Amber leaves, and all of a sudden, he's turning into like a decent, halfway decent player. I just want to see Caleb think for himself, and that's the problem I have with Caleb.
Will Caleb go
I think he's a great competitor, but I don't think he's a great gamer. And I think he needs to kind of like, somebody needs to slap in the face and tell him like, look, Caleb, who are you playing this game for?
Would he go against Derek?
I think that there is a chance you go against Derek, but I think it's got to be dependent upon who the person is to turn him against Derek. It's got to be somebody that Derek really trusts. Yeah. Because if he sees that there's a crack between him and Derek, then it would easily form the crack between Caleb and Derek.
The problem with Beast Mode Cowboy is that he's never going to come up with the idea himself to get rid of Derek. It's like somebody has to put the idea in his head, and then he's like, yeah, I got to get Derek out of the house. And so I think if somebody can give him that idea, and I think Frankie's probably the only one that would do it. Can I go back to Team America real quick? So is Team America still exists now without Donnie, or was this the death of Team America now?
Death of Team America.
So we'll never have another Team America task the rest of the season?
I don't think so. And do you think they'll do America's Favorite House Guest still?
Well, they have to because Donnie's not on the jury.
Yeah. Do you think, and you think Frankie will win it?
I actually don't. I
want to see Frankie stand up and get excited right when they're about to announce it. Yeah, and then say, Donnie, and be like, what?
Yeah, that he probably would think he would win. But I actually don't think, I think Donnie or Zach have a really good chance to win it. Yeah.
That's true.
All right, who's voting for Zach? And who's voting for Donnie?
I think Donnie.
And who's voting for Frankie? Crickets? So, I mean, I think that, you know, I think there's a good chance Donnie and Zach could win.
See, the thing is I don't think anybody here, like, we don't really, like, you don't just adamantly dislike Frankie.
Right.
You just wish he would turn it down. He's just always performing all the time. And I think he naturally is actually a very entertaining and funny person. I just think we get so much of him that you get saturated and you just get tired of hearing about Ariana Grande.
So when there was like 16 house guests or 14 house guests, it wasn't that bad. But now that there are like 7 house guests, it's gotten too much.
Yeah, it's all the time every day.
All right, so let me give you guys a quick test. Would you guys rather vote for Frankie for America's Player or was it America's Favorite House Guest?
Yeah.
Or Aaron. Ooh. All right, Frankie's still ahead of Aaron. Okay.
Can we vote for neither?
It's a barometer.
Pick neither?
Okay.
No, come on.
Well, we want to make sure
Frankie's definitely still ahead.
Yeah. Still ahead of Aaron.
No?
Way ahead of Aaron.
Oh. Oh, yeah, Frankie's definitely better than Aaron.
Frankie's better than Aaron.
He could put that on his marketing materials. Frankie J. Grande.
But anyone's
still
better than
Aaron.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's now the baseline, the
that's
zero.
The baseline. Hey, he's not as bad as Aaron. Okay. This is also from Carrie. Rachel, honestly, aren't you bored with this season? There's been no flipping at all. P.S., will you take a selfie with me? We love you.
# let's take a selfie.
All right.
Hey, girl, hi. You know, I am only a little bit bored with this season because I love Big Brother so much that I don't get bored because there's always something, a little bit of something going on. But, like, this episode, really, I thought it was a really good episode. So I feel like the storyline they're telling us and all the packages they're doing for us are keeping us entertained, but the gameplay isn't really keeping us entertained this season.
Yeah, I almost wish that rather than the Team America task, that they had more like house tasks, like the Big Brother Canada, where they'll have one person do something and they won't tell the other house guests, and then the whole house guests benefit or the whole house guests get some sort of punishment or something, but it doesn't really affect the gameplay.
Yeah.
And that's what Team America, I think, unfortunately did this year, is because it split up Zach and it split up Frankie, so then it sent Zach and nobody liked that. And then also, then you have this whole fake alliance with Donnie where we're having Frankie and Derek tell us how sad they are to see Donnie go.
We're Team America to the end, Donnie. Yeah,
Team America to the end, Donnie.
Yeah.
But
we're really doing a play to the end, and then just under that is Team America. Does anybody from the audience want to come up and ask a couple questions or one question?
Is anybody got burning questions?
No burning questions. All right.
No burning questions.
Well, I do.
Oh, Brandon, you have something?
Yeah. Well, I was listening to Rob's podcast because I also am a subscriber myself.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I was noticing how much they liked to combine everybody's names. I thought this was really interesting.
Okay.
So, of course, Brendan and Rachel, you get Branchel.
Thank you.
So I was trying to come up, and maybe you guys can help me come up with some good ones if you can think. So these are all the house guests, right? Amber, Brittany, Caleb, Christine, Cody, Derek, Devin, Donnie, Frankie, Hayden, Jocasta, Joey, Nicole, Paola or Pow Pow, Victoria, and Zach. So what can you, if you could be really creative, maybe the most creative name will get the shirt.
So we're combining all 16 names?
No.
Oh.
No, like, trying to come up with
Amber,
the best.
Devin.
The best of two, at least.
Well, Zanky is taken, so right, that's so, cheating. Wait. Can't say Zanky.
I have him.
Okay.
So,
all right, so you're going to give us the name?
We combine Devin and we combine Donnie. We get Donnie.
Yes. Good work.
Thank you.
So is this a quiz or you're just going to tell us?
I have some examples.
Brennan has a bit. Okay.
I have some examples.
This is a bit. Okay.
So we got Pow Pow and we got Victoria. What do you get?
Victoria?
Narcolepsy.
Oh! Zing!
All right. I kind of like this one. Joey and Nicole. Noe.
That's
good. So.
Like
what do you get when you combine Frankie and Zach? A couple.
Oh, okay. Zing! You're so creative, little Pinky.
So, does anyone in the audience have a better one or any other creative name that they can come up with?
Well, here's while we're waiting on that,
which is no.
I want to hear, before we start to wrap up, I want to get one bold prediction from everybody before the end of the season. Were there more?
No, I was just thinking. Oh. I really did like my idea that because Donnie did leave the house, that I think everybody that voted Donnie out should have to wear a scarlet D for the rest of the rest of the season. I think that would be only fair.
I think so. All right, so. Let's one bold prediction for the rest of the season, and not like, oh, Derek is going to win. Give me one bold prediction for the final, however many would say, the 28th. So the season's going to end 27 day, last days of Big Brother.
Derek is going to win.
What's going to win?
Derek is going to win.
Caleb and Cody, final two.
Cody, final two.
Mm-mm.
Lock it in.
I think that we're going to see them target Nicole, Christine, Frankie, then probably Caleb, Cody, and then it'll be Derek, Victoria at the final two.
Derek, Victoria, final two?
I think Derek would take Victoria over Cody because I think he would be worried he might have a shot. Cody might have a shot at beating him.
Would Victoria get one vote in the final tribal council?
Does everyone hate Derek? No. I don't think anyone hates him that much.
I feel like it would be humorous, though, Victoria in the final two, like answering questions.
Yes. Why should you vote for me? Because I passed out.
Or what if you had Victoria and Christine in the final two?
Oh, God. Christine, that's horrible.
I don't see anybody voting for Victoria for anything. Put her up against anybody. I feel like Christine would win 9-0.
If Christine and Victoria were final two, I think unanimously all Big Brother fans need to turn their televisions off and not even watch.
I already said if Victoria wins the season, I'm out. I'm done podcasting. This is my last Big Brother season. I'm not going to do this again for 3 months next year and watch Victoria win.
There's no way she would win, ever.
I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there.
Never say never.
Right.
I mean, Joey would have to come back into the house for Victoria to win.
All right. I'll say my bold prediction. I think that double eviction coming up this Thursday.
One of the boys go during double eviction.
Yes,
they will break up their alliance.
I'll say Frankie goes in the double eviction.
Yeah, Frankie for sure. He's the first.
Will Frankie get booed when he comes out of the house?
Absolutely not. No, we as Big Brother fans, as much as we rag because he talks about himself all the time, we do like him. I appreciate him as entertainment value, and I appreciate him as actually trying to play the game. So I would never boo him ever.
Do you think the producer's going to let Ariana Grande hear her brother get booed? No.
Will they have Ariana Grande there in person when he comes out?
If they coughed up that $250,000.
No.
That's her appearance fee?
Guessing.
Yeah. I don't know. She did go to a live taping a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But then the other night she was on America's Got Talent against Big Brother. She was performing on America's Got Talent at the same exact time Big Brother was on.
I mean, paycheck, you know?
Yeah. So what are you going to do?
Girls got to work.
Okay. All right. So we'll see what happens with Big Brother. We're into the home stretch here, final couple of weeks. Thank you guys for coming on out to watch Big Brother and talk about it with us tonight. I had so much fun. I hope you guys did too. Any final thoughts?
Well, again, we just want to encourage everybody to come out to Reality Rally. Obviously, Jillian helped spread the word, and Lily as well, and everybody, thank you for helping.
It's for the Inland Empire.
It's for Michelle's Place, a breast cancer resource center in Temecula. So one of the only ones in the Inland Empire. So when it comes to rolls around, April 10th and 11th, you guys should come out. There's about 100-plus reality stars there, and it's a crazy event. Then we race all around Temecula and play amazing race stuff.
I won last year.
Whoa.
So I challenge everyone in this audience to beat me. Yeah.
Please, for the love of God.
It's all I brag about to Brendan. It's the only thing I can do.
Yeah, and the Big Brother 13 thing, too.
Yeah. All right, and then on Sunday night, I'll be back live in the studio after Sunday's Big Brother to recap everything that happens in the HOH Challenge and through the nominations. Back on Rob Has a Podcast on Sunday night at robhasawebsite.com, 9:15 p.m. Eastern.
Predictions for who's winning HOH this week. Audience, yell it out. Caleb.
Whoa.
Cheers out there.
Overwhelmingly.
Whoa.
Caleb could win this challenge easily. I definitely could see a Caleb. Well, Cody can't play, so a Caleb could very easily win this challenge.
Okay. Brendan and Rachel, thanks so much. Give it up for these guys.
Yeah. Thank
They're
you.
They're the best.
And, of course, we couldn't do this without Rahab.
Rahab. Give it up for Rahab.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much. Thanks for coming out. And get home safely, everybody. Take care.
And remember, Ice Bucket Challenge and selfies.
Wait, yeah. Well, we're still debating that. But
selfies on stage.
Did we get a hashtag? Did you do your...
Oh, yeah. We want to give a hashtag for people who make it to the end of this podcast. What's the hashtag here? Is it... What was your...
I liked Noe.
Noe?
Is that hashtag what... Noe?
Is that...
Noe?
Is that... So how do you spell that?
N-O-E-Y.
N-O-E-Y. There you go.
Nicole All right. Noe.
Yeah, so use the hashtag on Twitter that... everybody knows your Twitter handles, right?
Yeah. Brendan V, BB12, Rachel E. Riley.
I'm at Rob Sestrino. Thank you, guys. Have a great
Thank
night.
You.
And we'll see you again soon.
Woo!
Bye.
Thanks for coming out, guys.
Woohoo!
And if anybody wants to, you know, take pictures or anything, you know, we're not running out the door. So just come down and see us before you leave.